We are up to Simon Shin Chav Beis Sif Vav. And that's what we're going to be doing today. Sif Vav HaMachalik Livnei Beis Somonos Peshabbos. Someone who's giving out portions to the family. Yochel Ha'atel Goro Lom Rilami Sheyetze Goro Ploni Yechelik Ploni Shelo V'ushiu HaChalokim Shavim V'ena Oseh L'kadeh L'hashvosom Shelo Ha'atel Kino Beinehem. What happens is you have a family and each one's claiming, well, this portion's better, this one's bigger. They're all the same. So what do? You draw lots. This way, nobody can claim that you're favoring anybody else. And lamaisa, they're all getting the same thing. Avalim acherim oser, not so when it comes to others. Kimen shemakpidim zel zeh yavoli de mido mishkal. Since strangers really are makbid, it's not just a game, but strangers are really makbid of who's going to get what. We're afraid that someone's going to actually go and weigh or measure on Shabbos, which is an issur d'rabbanan. So Chazal asked it. So this is all talking about where the portions are equal. Within a family, we say that there's no real kpeda where someone would take out a ruler and start measuring or weigh it. Whereas when you're dealing with strangers, there we are choshish that they would actually do that. The issue is, if strangers are makbid, so why is it dafka by drawing lots that it's aser? Then it should be aser to be machalik, where you should not be allowed to give out portions to strangers, because we're afraid that they're makbid and they're going to start claiming it's unfair and start measuring or weighing. The answer is that unless you actually draw lots, you haven't shown that they're really makbid on one another. And this is the halacha, even if you're dealing with not only of friends, but even just neighbors, where I know that they're makbid. Nevertheless, the halacha is if you're doing it without drawing lots, it's mutar on Shabbos. There's a Magen Avraham who says that if we know that this is a group of people that are always makbid, then he wants to say it should be usur anyway. Now, in a case where there's no question of measuring anything, it's just a matter of who gets first. The question is the order. In other words, everything is absolutely identical. We're not talking about two things that are equal. We're talking about things that are absolutely identical. It's just a matter of the order. There, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's no problem of drawing lots. The issur is not the drawing of the lots. The issur is that by drawing lots in this case, you're going to end up having people measure. Avalitin mona gedola keneged mida ktana. Ulahatul goral aleihem. To draw lots for who gets a larger one and who gets a smaller one. Afilu b'nei beiso uvachol osur mishum kuvya. Even members of the house would be usur, and not only on Shabbos, but even during the week, because it's considered gambling. Now, the halacha is like this. When it comes to strangers, and the question is who gets the big one and who gets the small one, when you draw lots, so that goes into the halacha of gambling, whereby we say as follows. If one belongs to me and one belongs to you, and the question is who's going to get which one of them, that's like betting. And in betting, the halacha is that we say it's considered asmachta. Each one agreed to this setup because he was confident he was going to end up with the better share. When you bet, it's because you're sure you're going to win. And as a result of it, if he ends up losing, we say that he never gave it belev shalem. That's asmachta. And the other person is getting it begezel. When you're talking about within the family, it's your own stuff that's being divided. It doesn't belong to them. It's obvious that there's no gezel. However, Chazal made a gzeira that it's osur otu kuvye. Chazal said, even within the family, when you're drawing lots to exchange to decide who gets a large piece, who gets a small piece, that very much resembles gambling. And even though it all belongs to the balabayas, so it's not shayach gezel, Chazal nevertheless osur it, and even during the week. The esh omim dimbanu of neveso mutar lahatol goral afilu mona gdola keneged ktana. Some say that in a house where people are not makbid, there is no isser altogether. What he's referring to is with the balabayas and his old stuff and his own stuff. They hold that there is no gzeira otu kuvya. Says the Rama now, agav also lato goral b'shabbos afila idei in Yehudi, where a goral where lots are also, it's even by a non-Jew. Now the Mishnah Berurah mentions that it's also even lidvar mitzvah. However, dividing the kadeshim, which is a question of who gets the first kadesh, who gets the second kadesh, where mi'ikar adin, according to the Shulchan Aruch, only one person says kadesh at a time, and if people have equal rights, then what you do is you draw lots of who's going to say kadesh. That's mutter, because we find in the Beis HaMikdash they drew lots over who's going to do which mitzvah. There's no shaychis of measuring anything. There's no question of measuring anything. There's no question of asmachta over there. So there it's mutter altogether on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the same thing would go for who gets an aliyah on Shabbos. However, he says that if you do it by way of pieces of paper, where you have different people's names down on different pieces of paper, and you choose one out of a hat, he says that that's usur even l'dvar mitzvah. That's even usur over who's going to get an aliyah. On yontif, for a dvar mitzvah, there is no isur. On yontif, it's going to be mutter.